Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory, and today I'd like to talk a little bit about the idea of acceptance in photography. One of my favorite quotes is by Minor White, and it goes, "Be still with yourself until the object of your attention affirms your presence." And for me, that quote has always been about the idea of acceptance, and that when we're out photographing, there's this relationship that's built between the object or person or subject that we're photographing and myself as a photographer behind the camera, and that for the photographs to really work, to truly have meaning, there needed to be a relationship that was built there. And I think when photographs don't work, that relationship gets forced, and when it does work, there's a mutual agreement between us. And I think I love the idea of it being an affirmation or an acceptance between us. I also had the privilege a few months ago of attending a workshop by William Albert Allard, one of the most amazing and gracious and open photographers. And he was talking about the idea of photography is a little bit like real estate. In real estate, it's all about location, location, location. The phrase he had was photography is oftentimes referred to about being about access, 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 so that you can get access to the places you want to shoot or the people you want to shoot. But for him, it was really about acceptance, acceptance, acceptance. And I found that quote in my notebook as I was going back through some old journals today. It really got me thinking about really, what does it mean beyond the minor quote and this just idea of acceptance in photography? And so it really got me to think there was kind of about three areas that I was really focusing on as I started to write down some thoughts on this. And the first was the acceptance in our reaction of our work from other people. I think it is really easy for us to get caught up in what other people say about our work, whether they like the work, whether they don't like the work, whether they understand the work or don't understand the work. So it's really easy for us to think, oh my gosh, I'm really, really doing great, or I'm doing horribly based on the singular reaction of an individual or a group of individuals. And I think if one of the things we learned how to do was to accept that feedback and just let it wash over us, and instead of having a decision of a value judgment on it, of whether it's good or bad or right or wrong, and we just accepted that that is a form of feedback, that is information that comes in that we get to ultimately choose what to do with. So it's in the decision to get to choose that allows us to make better and better decisions about how to deal with our own photography. I think there's also an opportunity for us to accept that our work is not always going to be perceived or understood the way we want it to. We're not always in control of what we actually get our images to be about, because the viewer of our photographs ultimately get to make a decision about how it impacts them and how it has an effect on their life. Hopefully, if we've done our job right, they do have some level of reaction to the work and they're not apathetic to it, as I think we all want to create photographs that have significance and meaning. But we have to learn to let go of, are they going to understand it the exact way I did? Will they understand all the nuances behind the story behind that? And if we accept that really it's about telling an amazing story and letting people develop their own stories within our work, I think there's a really great opportunity for us to find ways to better express ourselves, let go of some of that work and be less attached to it. And it might actually ultimately mean more than when we hang it on the wall. I think another place for acceptance for us that's critical is the acceptance of who we are as photographers on any given day. I know for myself, there's a lot of demons in my head, and I get to hear all the time about how I may not be a good enough photographer, or if I just had a new camera, I'd have a better image, or I'm upset because I had an opening somewhere and not enough people showed up to it, or I had a review of my work and the person just really criticized it harshly, and that all those things go into my head and then they turn into very negative assessments of myself. And I start to think, well, should I still be a photographer? Why am I even doing this? I'm not sure what I'm doing. And I usually have to go through a few hours of that inside my head before I can let it go. And I think if we learn to accept really where we're at and who we are and get comfortable with who we are, it'll be much easier to have that conversation. I think there's also an acceptance of where our current skills are and where our current limits are. We can't be expected to have the knowledge and skills of somebody who's been doing this for 40 years. But I think it's really easy for us to compare ourselves to photographers and artists who have been doing this for decades and decades. Whether it be a Cartier-Bresson or an Elliot Erwitt, a Jay Mazel, a Joe McNally, pick whichever name you'd like. Those people have had amazing careers and they have amazing experiences and an amazing knowledge that came from actually being behind the camera. And so sitting down and reading a few books and watching a few videos doesn't create the experience. It's let us have a peek into their experience, their world, and the way they've actually grown and developed over decades, but it doesn't actually give us that experience. So I think in some ways we have to accept the fact that we're not always as far down the road as we'd like to be, and that that's okay. This is a very long slow, steady race. And in that process, we actually learn how to develop our own sense of style, our own voice, our own vision, and all the things that make us great. And that it's really not about any of those arbitrary things we've decided that may or may not ultimately matter. How many gallery shows did we have? Did I become famous? Do thousands of people know my work? If we accept that really what we're about is creating meaningful photography for ourselves first and then for our other people, we can always be happy and self-satisfied to know that the work we've created is important to at least myself and ourselves as artists. I think there's also an acceptance in ourselves to understand that just because things get difficult doesn't mean we have to give up or change or buy a new camera. There are not easy, quick fixes to some of these things. And just accepting that this is a process and a thing we go through, I think, is really important. And then finally, I think the most important thing of acceptance is actually the acceptance of the subject we're photographing. So if we kind of go back to that notion of the minor quote, and that we need the object of our attention to affirm our presence, to recognize our presence, I think we have to build that through the acceptance of the other individual for the other subject for what it actually is. And we have to do that with compassion, and we have to do that with honesty, and we have to be open to that notion that it's going to take time to build a relationship. We actually have to work together for that to happen, and sometimes that can happen instantaneously. Now, the relationship builds very quickly as you're walking down the street, and there's a moment of somebody dropping their ice cream cone, and you happen to captured at the exact moment and everything pulled together perfectly in the photograph. I think there's other times where we meet people and we want to create an amazing portrait of them that reflects who they are and the stories they have in their life. And it takes time. We actually have to sit down with those people. We have to learn about them and their lives, and they have to learn about us. And that comes from building that trust and that relationship. At that point, once the other person can trust us and they know who we are and we know who they are, I think we can accept each other. And at that point, we can let down our guard as subjects, and we can let down our guard as photographers and really get to create a really meaningful space. And I think over time we get there faster and faster. But by not accepting the subject for what it is and who it is, I think oftentimes we superimpose artificial meaning. We try to create things that aren't there. We force a conversation with somebody, and ultimately that's reflected in the work. So what comes back is images that we look at that we no longer believe reflected what our intention was when we went out. But if we honestly look at how we were in our state of mind when we looked at those photographs, I think a lot of times we'd find that we actually didn't take the time to really accept and understand who the person was in front of us. I think one of the last pieces around that with the subjects we're photographing is an acceptance of what that person has actually given us as the photographer. We always talk about how much time it takes and how much work we put in, but there's a lot of work for whatever's in front of the camera, whether it's a still life, a person, a landscape. A lot of things had to happen there. And there's an acceptance of whatever came about there being true for us and the way we saw it. So even though we only take a slice of the world in front of us, that became our truth at that moment we took the picture. If we own that truth and accept that what we experienced is ultimately what we wanted to convey is in our photography, that gives us an amazing power to understand not only ourselves and the work we're creating, but to do so in a much more meaningful way. I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Perceptive Photographer. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or find more about the podcast and our upcoming workshops at www.theperceptivephotographer.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and I hope you have a great time behind the camera, and I hope to see you in a future episode.